studie Chanukah in Masechta Shabbos, of Chachama Chomer Aleph. If Machoik is Sefuna Chizda, it costs a Zakko, it costs a Ein Zakko. When you like the Ne Chanukah, when you like the Meir, according to Sefuna, the din is costs a Zakko. In case it goes out, the fire goes out before the Zman, the luck of Ne Chanukah is going to go through a little bit soon when it starts, but basically the Bresha says it starts Mishatishka Chamer, from Shkiyas Chamer. And it goes, it should be lit until until people are not in the street anymore. Until the time people are not in the street. So the Rishonim say, the Rif and the Rush, they both say that this year is Be'erech HaChatzi Shah, about Be'erech half an hour. So you're supposed to light the Ner Chanukah for Be'erech for half an hour. So what happens if it goes out in the middle? So that's Machlokes. So according to Avuna, you have to light it again. According to Avchiz, the Kofta Ein Zakat Lach. If it goes out, you're not going to light it again. That's the Lacha. The Beis Halevi in Chumash has a whole section of Lishma on Chanukah. It's good to hear from Heshvi Yigash, a little section. He starts off, he says that he sees in this Medina where he was, that the minhag was to learn the study of Chanukah, these three black Amar during Chanukah. So he did it also. He also knows the three black Amar during Chanukah, and he wrote his Chulishim. And in those Chulishim on Chanukah, the Beis Halevi is the Kasha, there's a Gemara right to that, of Gimel, the Gemara says, Amr Huna, Chatzah Sheisha Beis Sachan, Chatzah has two doors on two sides of the Chatzah. In terms of the Gemara, they used to light by the door of the chutzah. Not by the door of the house, but but a chutzah that has two doors, or a house that has two doors, one in the front, the Gemara says, the halacha is you have to light on both sides. And the reason is, because the Gemara says, zindu mechafi b'hai, b'lei mechafi b'hai. Sometimes people will pass by one side of the house, and they're not going to pass by the side with the menorah. The amri, and they'll think, yehichi de b'hai pischun layadak, b'hach pischun aminayadak. They won't see menorah, they'll be choshed in that he didn't light menorah. Well, just like we don't see menorah this time, it's tam zom menorah on the other side. And it's shum chshada, chazal u'masakin, that you light on both sides. Today we don't do that, even though we light by the window, we don't light by the back window also. Maybe somebody's going by the back of the house, even if you have a road in the back of your house. The reason is, because the Tosfos says already, and there are more passings that way, that b'zmaneinu, dekeh p'suminisus for the ne'abayim. In times of the Gemara, dekeh p'suminisus was for the people outside to see it. And Tosfos says today, dekeh p'suminisus chutzos, dekeh p'suminisus is for B'nai Abayis inside. It's not enough Kamis Alacha. You don't have to light so early. As long as people in the house are still up, you're lighting for people in the house. You can even light late. You're 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. And the Ramah does say that that's the Halacha, but L'chachinle, you should still light like this man of the Gemara. You should still light from Shkia. You should still light early. But Al-Kaponim, in the times of the Gemara, that was the Halacha that you had there. Because of Chshada, you had a light on both sides of the house. On both sides of the
But he doesn't know
the guy has another room. Even if he knows. I mean, that's what's going to be more. Zimzim Machavi Bahai, Machavi Bahai.
On the window.
By the door. Yeah, but we're not lying. We don't like by the door anyway. We like by the window. I'm just saying.
You like by the window, so you know that he has another window.
They do?
Yeah,
so some people know you still love, right? Like by every door, by both sides. Right. This didn't upshot, do you mean?
Everybody knows you have other windows. So it's not a gay. Over there, the guy doesn't think he has another door.
Okay, well, that's the most thing where it is. The army can hear you, the Baha'i is clear, like, Pachpis Khanami Allah.
That's what I'm wrong.
Okay, that's the most thing where. Yeah, but there is a lot of chashad also that you have to light by both doors because no one should be chashad in light. In fact, this lady, I was like, how could a lot of me cough saying zakukla? If it goes out and somebody walks by in chashad in mizu, they'll be chashad them also. That what's the difference? If chazal were worried about chashad, they should be worried about my cuffs also. If the light went out, the candle went out, that people be chashad that you didn't light. And this is an halach and shachnochi pasuk of chizda that kofta in zakhla and shachnoch also pasuk and make a din that you have to light by both sides of the house, both sides of the chutz, both sides of the house. It's a big difference to say that maybe the chshada of you can see it, so maybe the case of chshada of two doors is talking about someone was there the entire time. In case somebody was outside your house from the beginning of shkia till the end of Shkia, till the end of Afsechagam and Ashuk, he'll be chayshes. And he won't have that problem of Kafsa, because he was there from the beginning to the end. He saw what happened. He saw you lit, he saw what went out. But that's a big difference. That's not the Stavah. Pashkas means so somebody's walking by, and by two doors of the house, we're chayshes. In fact, the best lady won't be chayshes by Kafsa. I actually was thinking the Kashas should be the other way, maybe. If the halacha is kafsa ein zakakla, so why is the chshada? If somebody walks by the house, he should think, and he sees them there, he should be chayish. He should think, oh, mastam he went, mastam he went out, and kafsa ein zakakla.
And he gets the guy knows that he has two doors.
Because of Suminista. The whole thing of Shadda is because of Suminista. Suminista is Machayev that you should be passing the nest in a way that it's clear and no one is chayshed you, that you weren't, that there was no manar. So far, but the Akapana, this is basically his kasha. If it's the din of Shadda, then what's the kasha? Ain't Zakakla. How could, why don't you fly again? You have a problem with Shadda. You should be chayshed. So basically, he wants to say the Moedig Chiddush. He wants to say the Enoch Nami. The Kofsin Zakakla is only telling you that for the Ikka Mitzvah, Ne'ach Anacha, you don't have to light again. The Ikka Mitzvah, you Yaitza. But because of Shadda, you take off the light again. You lost it. Even though we passed the Kofsin Zakakla, you lost the light again because of this other reason of Shadda. And the Basilevi explained that there's an Afkamina. There's an Afkamina between what the reason why you're lying. If you're lying because of the Ikka Din, or if you're lying because of Shadda. It says like this. He says, if you hold Kofsin Zakakla, if it goes down, you have to light again. The Shadda is that you want your to the mitzvah until it's lit the entire time. So when you light in the beginning, your chiyuv and your mitzvah is to make sure it's lit from the beginning of shkia until ashtich regel minashukah, the entire time. And if it goes out, you want your to the mitzvah, you have to light it again. That would be the ikka chiyuv. And the nafkamina will be, in case you see it's about to go out, let's say you see the ner, there's a delicate thing, these lights, you know, any little thing can make it go out, and as you see it's starting to go out, you can be mistaken. And you can fix the wick a little bit and make sure it doesn't go out. You're mechuyif to do that. You're mechuyif to make sure it doesn't go out. Because if it goes out, even for a few seconds, you're about the mitzvah that time. Your mitzvah is should be lit the entire time. But if you hold kafsa ein zakakla, that means that the ikka mitzvah you yaitz by lighting in the beginning. The whole mitzvah was light in the beginning in a way that it should last the whole month, the whole hour. And even though, like we said, there's a delicate thing and a little something goes wrong, if it goes out, you yaitz your mitzvah because you lit it in the beginning. And the only reason to light again is for the chshada. So if it's a chshada, then you only chayv to light again if it goes out. If it goes out, you'll be mechuyev to light again because of chshada. But if you see it's about to go out, you don't have to fix it. That's not kamina. You don't have to worry about it being out for a few seconds. In case you see it's about to go out, you won't fix it because it gives it. What? Another bracha? Well, I guess you send it from your first bracha.
If you
say
you weren't
yotze, you weren't yotze entirely. I mean, yeah, that was part of your mitzvah. This part of your mitzvah. You missed it from beginning to end. If you see it's about to go out, if you chiv is your ikka mitzvah, you hold kafsa zakakla, so then you have to make sure it doesn't go out. You mechuyev to make sure it doesn't go out. But if you hold chiv is achshada, then it's about, even if you see it's about to go out, you don't have to be mistaken and you have to fix it because you did your mitzvah and there's no chshada yet. And there's no chshada until it goes out. And I don't really understand the stairs. Because even if it's not chshada, you should want to make sure it doesn't go out for 1 second or for a few seconds. There'll be chshada that time. Maybe even after chshada, if you see it's going to go out, you have to be mistaken and you have to try to fix it. What?
Didn't happen.
That's his fault. You understand his fault. It didn't happen yet. You don't. Not mechuyev chshada. Ain't zakakla, that just means the ikkabis, you don't have to light again. But you do have to light again for sure. The nafkamina is, if you see it about to go out, you have to fix it. If it's also the ikkabis, you have to fix it. If it's also shadda, you don't have to fix it. But the Beis Levi himself says it's more than a chiddush to go say that even though we passed in kafsa ain't zakakla, but really you do have to light it again because of shadda. And it's, the steam is a poiskim, is not much that way. It's a kasha on all the poiskim. Why doesn't anybody say this? How else do you know these two gemaras? I mean, the horror is more than a gara. If you have a din of chashada that you mechitz the rain on both sides of the house, why should not be a din of chashada on kafsein zakla? But that's the way to leave it. And the yikid din of kafsein zakla. So why would they miss our masaka to worry about kafsein zakla?
They have to worry about every time that it's chashada, you have to do things. They were sacked by two psachas that you should
have done. And why would they be sacked on the one pesach?
Because you did your mitzvah. They weren't. You did your mitzvah. They were mitzvah. The shatter they didn't make it even more mitzvah. Over here, the pesach, the bishum chashavah, they didn't get the color. What to do? The two psachas. But over here, you did your mitzvah. Bishum chashavah, because I have to worry about what people are going to think. That's not the word. The word is that that's the way they were sacked in the mitzvah. When you have two psachas,
I mean, the entire basically this happened is that he held it with the kasha. He said his chiddush. On the ikid din of kafsein zakkla, the shulchan yisasa my megil moisirana that he shtel the zaymir on the etka alacha. What's the type of shat that Chazal was so megil? This din of kafsein zakkla that you don't have the light again. We understand the lomdus shabbos. The lomdus says we yitzim mitzvah ready, but that's again. What's the fact the whole mitzvah is sumenista? What's the reason the Chazal was so megil and he said kafsa is a why were Chazal Mechayev us to the nickel gap to light it again? What's the reason? So the Nesos wants to say there is that you do that Ner Chanukah Befrat is Meramez on the Torah. The Pasuk says that he never missed the Torah. All R is Meramez on the Torah, and Befrat Ner Chanukah State is Meramez on the Torah. So he wants to say that this din of the Chazal for the Halacha of Kafsein Zakkla comes to Meramez on one of the special Mayimos of Chachmas Torah. We find Lahavdil by all of the Chachmas Island. If a person works on a need in Chachmas Island, he does research for years, he's written. After the end comes out, doesn't work. It was a mistake. Maybe the whole premise is wrong. Something doesn't work. He comes out with nothing. And all his time that he spends on researching this Indian in Sutton, math and science, whatever it was a waste of time. It was a lot. And Abba Torah is not that way. Torah states, Pasuk Mishli says, Ba'avos Tishka Tamed, he calls this Pasuk, even though Pasuk means something else. But he says, when you oisim Torah Lashmoa, even if you're not machaven to the right halacha, he brings down the Lashon, I think it's Zarekah, the Shachazal, Kutcha Birchu Chodi Bepul Noraisa. The Ebishta is Chodi, is Kiviyachul Faitzach, is happy, is joyous with the Pul of the Raisa. People are learning his Torah. Even if you're not machaven al emes, hashteisach if you're machaven al emes and you come out with the halachah lemaisa, that's a higher, more chashuv madrega tayer. But even if you make a mistake and you're learning and you're harving and you're working on a shtickle for your chavusa for days and days, then you come out and you realize you know something that doesn't stim. It's not pshat. It's not the pshat that you wasted your time chashon. That was tayer. And that's what Chazal Meram is. With kofta in zakkla, even if it goes out, it's still tayer. Still tayer. And Meisafcha wants to be moistif that Babu Zeh's question is after Shlitis of Malchus Yavan, after Yavanim, we find that more than ever it was when the Strabim Achoykis in Tanoyim and later in Bayim Royim, we find that it came with the Masad Mishnayis, every Mishnah is a Machoykis. And the Shas is to say the Machoykis. So what's Shas? So the Meisafcha, Meis Hashem, who has his eyes, this is all from Hashem, that's bringing on Machoykis to teach you this. That the chil between zoshnid ben chokmas atayr and chokmas achatzemis, the philosopher hayivonis, this between that shatayr akol hayda bavaisifa, afim lekiven es halacha yiratzim fnei Hashem, mashen kim b'shari chokmas. That's what Machaykesson comes to teach you. We still mashiv the mandam, we don't pass in like, and we learn and we harp on it, because even though it's not in halacha, but it's all part of tayr. I was thinking maybe to myself a little bit. Says that there's so many machoikas in the Mishnayis and Shas and later in Mishenim that I think the pshat is because when there's a machoikas, when there's another tzad, it gives you more habana in this tzad. You understand better if you learn just the Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, you understand it even better if you see there's another way than the Gemara. But no, the Rashi doesn't learn that way. It gives you more habana in that. And the mashal, there's something wrong. They're not understanding the Indian because there's no other side.
It doesn't come up to
Kofu. Okay, good. And Bechal, like, who understands the Sugi better? Kivegu, the black Sarachian, that he doesn't understand the Gemara, or Pashu Yidin, who's the Gemara, and he has no Kasha, nothing bothers him, he understands very good. Pashtetzef, understanding the Kasha is a higher Madrega Ravana. If you understand even the Teres, then it's the right Teres, maybe it's even higher Madrega. But when you understand the Kasha, you're in a higher Madrega than the person that knows the Gemara, everything's fine, he doesn't see anything wrong with it. The same thing when you learn the machoikas, when you see that it is another tzad, makes you understand the tzad better. That could be also part of it. Nei Seshem Hai Tzai 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 is given that, and now we have so many machoikas. So another Gemara. How they call it, they live around with their Kofsin Zakhullah. So another Gemara in the Sugya of Chanukah in Shabbos, Achav Gimel Menach, the famous Gemara says that the first day of Chanukah, Malik and Baruch Shalosh Brachos, and the Roya Mavarach Shtayim. The first time that's Malik and Chanukah, he makes three brachos, Hag and the Shechanukah, the Bechta Mitzvah, Bechta Shas, the Nisim Avizenu, and the Shechianu. And a Roya means someone that never has no house. He's homeless, he has no home, he's not lying in Chanukah. But he still has to make two brachas. He doesn't make the bracha of the Hag Nesha Chanukah, but when he sees a menorah, when he's walking in the street and he sees a Nesha Chanukah, he makes the bracha of Shas Nisim Avsenu Shechianu. And the second day is, there's no more Shechianu, so the Mavik makes two brachas, Hag Nesha Chanukah and Shas Nisim, and Haroya every day when he sees a menorah, he makes the bracha of Shas Nisim. Shas Nisim is lapped after an online menorah. The bracha of Shas Nisim you can make just by seeing the menorah. So there's a shayla. What about if someone doesn't see the ikka Ner Chanukah? He just sees the Ner Chanukah of the chshada, like we said the Gemara before. Let's say somebody lit on both sides of his house, on both sides of his chatzah. The first side that he lights, that's the ikka mitzvah. The second side is only lighting from chshada. Now there's a roya, a person who has no house, and he wants to make a birchas roya, and he sees the other side, the side that was lit because of chshada. Can he make a shas nisim on that, or a shas nisim only on the ikka Ner Chanukah, not what the guy lit for chshada? So I saw in the Halicha Shleima, this is a leak of the Pesachim from Shem Zalman Erbach, and the Chelik Moedim, on Chanukah, for Gizayna Sveis, they say that they have a tshuva of Saviyad, or Shem Zalman Gizayna Sveis, they'll push it, that even on the Ner that was lit for Chshad, you can make a Birchus Eroi. And the Goyis over there, bring down a more practical Shaila, well, maybe Eroi is not so practical, but another Shaila, what about the Ner of Mahadrin? When we light, we know the first Ner, let's say the second, third night, the first Ner is the Ikka Mitzvah, the second and third is only Mahadran. So what if a Roya, somebody walks by and the first Ner went out already? And all he sees is the second and third, the Mahadran. Can he make the Birchus Roya, Shas Nisan? Hashem Zaman says in that also, yes, he could. And he says it for Dabba Hoshe, but to me, I think it's a Shein HaChakir, I think it's very nice for the Shtaka HaChakir. Maybe Birchus Roya only goes on the Ikka Mitzvah, not on the Ner of Mahadran. I mean, you can't make a Birchus Haroya if you see Shabbos Licht, as you pass by a Yotzeit Licht or any other light. You can only make Birchus Haroya when you see a Ner Chanukah. And you just have to say that the bracha goes on the Ikka Mitzvah, not when there's only the Mahadran. The first Ner went out already, and you're only left with the Ner of Mahadran. Maybe this is hard to say, you can't make a Birchus Haroya in there. But nice,
it's not.
I mean, Mahadrin, well, that's really the big thing on that, how that works. The Mahadrin becomes part of the thing. But we spoke about this once, this girl, right? But my sister shows down that. Ashada also? Yeah, he's a
Yiddish. Because he's not even on the Ikkata Kana, what they choose on the Beis Alevi Chashada, he's a Chanak
today. On the Beis Alevi Chashada, relighting the Kavs Zaka, what about that? That's also that. What about the Beis Alevi Chashada? Kaf went out, but now the Chibi only lighting again because of Chashada.
Yeah, well,
can you make a Birchus Haroya then?
Yes, they get that corner, so try to say, well, they have that corner.
You don't like Birchus Haroya. Oh, this is, I think I thought it was very nice for you. Okay, the Zman of the Mitzvah of Nechanukah, the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Chafan Hum Beis, Mitzvosim is a Tishka Achama, when the sun goes down, Shkiyah, Achatichle Redom in a Shuk, until people stop walking in the street. What's Mishnah Tishka Chama is really Machlekes Rishonim, and surprisingly, Rav Paiskim hold that Tishka Chama does not mean Shkiyas Chama. It means the end of Shkia. It actually means by Tzeisa Kachavim. They hold the Zman of lighting their Chanukah is by Tzeisa Kachavim. It's much later. It's the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, the Bach, the Magen Avraham, the Liyarava, the Maimotcha. It's all in the Rechaim, Simon, Tzav, Reshayim, Beis. It's the Siddur, the Rechaim, the Chayodon, the Ben Ishchai, and the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and the Aruch HaShulchan. And very first, the Mo hold, that's Man Lokas Nechanaka, and Shetishka Chama, the Gemara does not mean Shkia Sechama, it means the end of Shkia, when it's completely gone, when it stays like a coven ready. But there are some Paiskim, and it seems women will learn that way, that hold, that Taichma Shetishka Chama means from the beginning of Shkia. From the beginning of Shkia. And some make it a pshara. Some person say it means 15 minutes, a quarter of an hour. 15 minutes after Shkia, some say half an hour after Shkia. The minhag in Lakewood and Yeshiva is that we do a pi rebaran, the Shiva, going rebaran, that to be madlik, I think 5 o'clock? I was forgetting. Isn't it always 5? Yeah, but it's but what is it, 5 or 5 5 5? But yeah, so it sounds like he's doing a half hour Shkia, right? I think his mind is something like a half hour Shkia. The Rif, I mean, the Rosh, I said before, said that the Shia of Ashatichu Vegum and Ashok is barely a half an hour. Half an hour after that, basically, the streets, it's not common for people to walk around, at least in the old days, but it wasn't common for people to walk around. But my kasha was that, this man of Ashatichu Vegum and Ashok is a Metzias. And that should not change when the beginning's man is. The end of this man of Halok is Nachanaka of Ashatichu Vegum and Ashok, that's a Metzias when people are outside in the street. And If Rishayim says half an hour, but I don't understand this. Why is it always that the Rishayim that hold that the man starts from Shkia, they hold Tichav Egel Menashuk is half hour after Shkia, and the ones that hold that Shkachama means by Tzitzak Chovim, they hold Tichav Egel Menashuk is a half hour after Tzitzak Chovim? Why doesn't anyone say that the starting time Shkachama the Brisa means from Shkia, and Tichav Egel Menashuk means a half an hour after Tzitzak? And the Zman HaLokah should be maybe a whole hour or 72 minutes. Nobody says that. Everybody takes the half hour of Tichav Egel Menashuk according to what they hold the starting point is. If they hold the starting point is from Shkia, then Tichav Egel Menashuk is a half hour after Shkia. And if they hold the starting point is by Tzeis, it's a half hour after that. But that's what I didn't understand. I mean, the Tichav Egel Menashuk is a Metzias. That should be a certain time of the day. And why is that Dafka? Maybe you shame to say a half hour. What? Yeah, but everybody would go like a half an hour after dark. That's what Rishon was saying. People would walk, they didn't walk in the dark, but up to a half hour after dark, they would go out. And Machlokes says when it was, but no one holds, it seems all the Poskim, either they hold, it starts from Shkia and it goes a half hour after Shkia, or it starts from Seis, it goes a half hour after Seis. And nobody holds, it starts from Shkia and it goes to a half hour after Seis. That you don't find. That's a bit so shred. I did see if you hold that the Zman Nechanukah, and that's sort of the Portela and Sefer Nezegavir, that's the Midrash in Satma, that they wait, that they don't light until Tzitzah Chavim. The Shams Jews of the Yod, the Satma Rebbe, Tzuchim Mavracha, and the Abiyahim also, Chacham Avadya, also passed in that you should light by Tzeis, that you should do Tzitzah Chavim of the Rebbeinu Tam. You should wait for 72 minutes to first light Menayah. To me, it's a bit shver because even though Rabbeinu Tam's man, it's a little different, but they're talking maybe, Vaidya was talking, so, right, next time. But Achayr, it should be starting to run on the Hakkal. It is a machoikis when Tzitzak Chavim is, and the Raisa, like Shabbos, when say Shabbos, Achayr should be starting to Raisa on Chumrah. We should go on the Rabbeinu Tam sheet, the Shachanah passes the Rabbeinu Tam, we should wait for 72 minutes before we do Malacha the Raisa. But for Inyan Darbon, Achayr should be starting to run on the Hakkal. When I said, they say, they go on the Chumrah like Rabbeinu Tam, even for Nechanagah. There's a minig to sit by the nearest the whole time of the other mitzvah. For the half hour, if you like, the minig sit by the nearest. It's supposed to be a big school to learn by the nearest. Something I picked this up when I was young, I always tried to learn by the nearest. You're careful, it's not to be nenna from the nearest. You have a shamish, you have electric lights, but there's a minig to sit by the nearest. It's supposed to be a big school. I saw in the Nezik Avil, he brings down the mocha for this in the Shev Yaakov, one of the early Achreinim, that a lot of halachos based on Shev Yaakov. Feger quotes him, say that all the places can quote him. The Shev Yaakov is the one that says a lashon that you should look, see the nearest, the whole zman. And I think he says a lashon that it's not right, you shouldn't light and then leave your house and go out to Meir. You're supposed to stay home and light and look at the nearest. So maybe learn by the nearest, like I was saying, sit by the nearest for the whole zman, the chachil. And the Nitzik Gevir wants to say, according to this Achidish, he wants to say Achidish Psakalacha, that if a person's minig is always to light, let's say, like around 5 o'clock or by Shki, even earlier, but he knows that day he has to leave, he must leave. So, but if he comes back, if he lights later, he'll be able to sit by the nearest. He says, better be Mavata on your minig, don't light early, go take care of what you have to take care of, come back and light later by Tzitzak Chavim, like the other Shita, and sit by the nearest. This is the thing when there is, could I to push it off to light even later. His lashon is push it off to the second shita and light by Tzitzak Chavim. What about if you know you're going to be busy until 8-9 o'clock at night? Maybe you should wait until 8-9 o'clock at night and a night, because again we pass like Tosfos that the yik is as soon as it's nearby. And if your family is off, the kids are up at 8 o'clock at night, you can light then also. But that he doesn't say. So it could be that.
What
seems to be a minig, and he has a mock in the Shev Yaakov. The Shev Yaakov says you should see the nearest. When you light, he says you don't leave your house. Don't light and leave your house. You have to stay there and see the nearest. The
whole
Shev Yaakov. This is an early afternoon that the other
thing. What does that mean? See the nearest.
Hmm?
What
Look at it. You know, sit there, look at it, be in the room. Be in the room, look at Slayon, leave, be in the happy to be in Nisa.
Look, I'm not talking about if it's a Shem Zedach, it's a El, it's a Zedach, it's a Yiddish Zedach.
That's what he says. I'm thinking he's not saying to me his mind entirely. Even he only says it to push it off at its safe mind. I was asking maybe push it off even later, you know, as long as Bnei Bayis are off. So that was that right now, because this Indian is not such a beginning. I was just interesting. He thinks of this. It's interesting what he wants to say. Well, that's the Russian Rift Day. His mind is half hour, and the place will be there. I was telling, what about if you're gonna, if you like, and I'm gonna leave, let's say you're going to a Hanukkah party, and there'll be a lift over there, maybe I can be Yitzhak, I'll sit over there by the lift in half an hour. Does that work? But I think the way he quotes it, I was looking for it, I couldn't find it in some, by the way, but the way he quotes the Shev Yaakov, he says that you shouldn't light and then go out to Shul for Mara, even though by Shul, it's not like you can have Nech Hanukkah. Maybe the Nech Hanukkah in Shul is not as Choshev as Nech Hanukkah in the house, it's only a minute. But that's his. It's a very interesting Pima Godin, Musa Pima Godin, it's in the Tuf of Reshayan, in the beginning in Eish Avram, he says that one of the avoidances of Hanukkah is that since the Yavonim wanted to be Oikid, Gimut Ram Shalom by Menalayim, they wanted to be Oikid, Torah Avoidah Gamil Sodom. I'm not really 100% sure where he gets that from. I thought the Yavonim wanted to be Oikid, Shabbos Chodesh Mila, right? Where did he get this from? But he says that the Pima Godin says they, and others say also that they want to be a Torah avoid the Gemir Sasadim. So Dr. Pima Godin, this is Loshen and Shulchan Aruch. Neizde onu mechiyov in mechanika. Therefore, mechiyov during the days of Chanukah. Lumei Torah, we have to learn. Avoid the belayv zutzvim. We have to avoid the. How do we do avoid the? Today's avoid is davening. Avoid the Gemir Sasadim b'momen b'gof and do tzaka and chesed b'momen b'gof. And even though we're always mechuyev to do Torah avoiding Gemir Chasadim, I think the Pima Godin means to be mechazek more during the days of Chanukah. Since that's what the Yavanim want of Yerke, she should be mechazek even more in Torah avoiding Gemir Chasadim. And then Nitzi Gavil brings down the Shlach Kodesh to something similar. He compares his mashup of this Pima Godin to a Shlach Kodesh in the end of the Nyani Tfila. And it's a shtickle called Yechachas Musan Chanukah. Shlokah says the Yachshav person should think sheikri the main part of Chanukah nitzkin lahal lohedis Hashem Yisburach to thank Hashem Yisburach al ki Yevonim choshen vato Torah mitzvahs. Yevonim wanted to take away from us Torah mitzvahs. V'yim kain, and if so hayom adveshim eila the hengel geteg the hengel gezeis of Chanukah v'uyim v'yoysan lachas modu hasatayim b'shayam. It's special time we shall learn more about modu. Doing Chanukah than any other time. Kitama Torah can never cool him, but by the same Harabim, very for oil, I'm learning their bittle Torah, but hopefully not for Hevel. Even in times of the Shulah Kodesh, Chanukah was the time to have a day off. The Yeshivas gave days off, and he's saying it's the opposite. Chanukah is the time to learn. It's not time to have a day off. The Yavonim want to take away Torah. We have now, it's time to learn more. And he says, even in his days, the Mashrav of Sainuk had money in Posuk Yeshiva of Yamahim, even in his days, the voice of the Shulah Kodesh closed down the Yeshivas of Chanukah. He says, "Osu b'shvul na'am shi'achsu al Talmudim, mashalom d'shiyishar b'fiim." It wasn't not to learn. They gave days off. They shechaza. They shechaza and shiyishar b'fiim. Everything they learn. Alkin shemei yishmer yisoyim ha'im b'yeset eisu tovim. This person should learn even more. So funny. Like next week we're not having chabur. You know, Chanukah we're also doing that. But it seems Chanukah is time to learn. So we'll do like the Shlokah says. The ingum shechaza. The sugi stuff we learned the other weeks. No, it's not time to learn even less. And Nitzi Gavil brings down that it's also Minhagim Chamsoif, but the Chanukah is time to learn more than ever. In the Jushi Yitzlach, that's in the Nevi Yehuda, the Sefer Tzlach Hamasech, this in Yosef's Joshus, it's called Jushi Yitzlach, Jush Lamadalad, for Chanukah Yistar, and he says, apparently, Gazach. He says, since the Yevonim wanted to be Oikah from us to base the Mikdash, the Potsuchem is made in life, it's Timuko, Shaman, and they're Oikah from us to base the Mikdash. And the Renshon and the Chazdei Shemisburach, the Nasa Nesta Shashan, and we got back to Beis HaMikdash. But today, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So what do we have? All we have is a Mikdash Ma'at. So he said, but you should be more Nizah in the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses in the days of Chanukah than any other time. He says, but far about talking in Shul. So then you're talking in Shul, first should be even more Nizah in Chanukah. Because the Chanukah, again, was the Yevonim wanted to take away from us a Beis HaMikdash. And our Mikdash is the Shul, is the Batei Knesset, is Batei Midrashes. To go talk in Shul, you're doing a Maisi Yevani. On Chanukah, you're destroying the Mikdash Ma'at. And his Loshen is even more Shafa. His Loshen is, of the Tzlach, Vim came Yom Halom with days of Hanukkah, Roy Likin Lev, the Sakin Kod, the Vorm Hagomim, the Shechinish, the Sath Misol. You should be more careful to fix the things that cause the Shechinah Chashashom to go away. That's what the Yavonim wanted to take away the Shechina. There's no base mikdash for the Shechina. Ki chor base mikdash shenu. Vakosh baruch hu berachamah. But the Ben Shalom with Zachman is hishim on the shares. He left us over one thing. Uksiv is a pasuk. The eyal him the mikdash mat. Eilu batek nesias. He gave us batek nesias a shul. The Shom Hashkina Shoyer, that's where the Shkina is. The Eimu Hamadabim based on Knesset, and anyone that speaks in the Shoyer talks to Vechal. Eimu Moiba Malkish Oilam Hechon Oilam Fan of God Mizad. There's no bigger Moiba Malkish than talking in Shoyer. You hear this? The Zemetami Avi Akadish. The Metami, the Avi Akadish of the based on Knesset. Dugma say Yavonim Shetimon Mizbech. You're doing the Maisi Yavoni, but the Yavonim of Metami the Mizbech, a person who talks in Shoyer, Metami the Avi of the Shoyer. And then he says, listen to this. Gizem Maimit Seinon Behechel. When you talk in shul, it's like you're putting a tzeil on. Achmonis, you're putting a getchik in shul. Ki v'chol aveir nasis klipa v'ruach atumah. Because every aveir, I'm talking shul, it's a klipa. But when you stay in the rabbin, it's far to the void. It's a shtaka tachachas musta, so I know you should be extra careful in your chanukah, not to chashom seit v'am b'tein on shul.